Hi, I'm Kelly from Anglicare. I'm the coordinator of the CareFinder program. We're under aged care. We get our referrals from anywhere. We work with the most vulnerable, top 10%. They cannot have supports from family or friends. We can move in, get them registered with My Aged Care, get them referred for assessments, stay with them while they have their assessments, then help them find a service provider, engage with that service provider, and then we keep coming back checking in to make sure that they stay with the service provider. If they're not happy, we can go back in, negotiate between them, the service providers, or we can help them find another one.
How do clients come to you? What's that first contact like?
They can be referred from absolutely anywhere. We've had referrals from doctors, from the hospital, from politicians, from the police, from a neighbour who rang up and said that he was worried about his next-door neighbour who he hadn't seen for a while. So, yeah, anyone can refer to us, anyone at all. We're pretty fast. We'll try and get straight into it. We'll assess them, and if they fit our criteria, then we'll work with them. Otherwise, we refer them on.
Hi, I'm Karen Armat. I'm also a care finder.
How long have you been working here, Karen?
With Anglicare, 13 years. I started a program out at Berrima called Garrawarra for transitional housing. And so I've been working that for the last 12 years or so. And then I've come over to work with the care finders because it's interesting. Plus, it's an area that I used to work in years ago.
What's the best part about being able to help people through this program?
It's seeing their lives improve, seeing them, I suppose, someone that's possibly going to be homeless, nowhere to go, no sort of aged care supports, what have you, not even knowing that they were eligible. And then 6 months later, seeing the change in their attitude, their general well-being and happiness as compared to when we first met them. I suppose an example is we did have an older gentleman that was living on his own in a room at a house paying exorbitant rent, not the best house, but he'd been advised that they were going to renovate the room and that he would be required to pay more rent, but he needed to move out. He did not know that he was entitled to such a lot of supports. We got him accommodation. Unfortunately, his health has gone downhill, so he's no longer able to stay in that home. But, you know, we've had him right from the beginning in June, and his life has improved and his demeanour and everything, you know, just being able to have someone help him shop, help him organise his doctors. He's eligible for cleaning. All of these things is something that he didn't know he was able to get.
And I guess with a lot of older people, the technology barrier might be really hard as well.
Yes. That's one of the issues, I suppose, that we do have, is them not answering their phones when a service rings to make an appointment or assess them, and then they'll ring us and say, yeah, I got a phone call. And it's like, you know, you do need to answer your phone or acknowledge it. So, yeah, then getting for them to get onto the internet and go through the aged care portal and things like that, it's quite daunting for a lot of them, especially the older men.
That feels like it's the way things are headed. Everything is just online now. How vital would donations be to sort of help people get through these stages?
Extremely vital.
It makes a big difference. It really would. Most don't trust the internet or the phones. They're worried about scammers or hackers. Won't do internet banking, won't set up a MyGov account, so they won't use the internet at all. That way they don't know about anything they can get. But when they do get the services, they still won't join MyGov to have a look at it themselves. We actually take our iPads out, sign in for them into our portal, and then show them what they can have, what services have been approved. It makes the lives, the well-being of people that, you know, that are vulnerable, that are anxious, that can't get help anywhere else. It makes their lives a little bit easier. And you've got to remember that age pensions aren't very much. They're struggling. They're struggling week to week just to feed themselves. Medication, transport, all of those things coming in, any little bit can help.